Thank you for calling customer service. This is Simone. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Jesus Costa. I ordered a product, but my card didn't go through. Hello?
I'm here with you. Is there a specific message that it's giving you after it doesn't accept your card?
Well, it's declining my card, but my question to you is, it stay blocked. And the thing is, I went through the Facebook of my son, but all the information is there, you know.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
88001.
Thank you. And your first and last name again, please?
Jesus Acosta.
Thank you. Security purposes, may you verify your shipping address?
1205 South Española, apartment 6.
Alrighty, thank you for that. And I do see on the 1st of March, there was an order placed for the testosterone Onyx, which is our melanocortin that help produce, will help boost strength and stamina. Now, it does look like it was declined, but it was declined because your bank declined it. So the only option that I have for you to do is give them a call and let them know that you are the one making that purchase.
Yeah, I already called them, and they fixed that, but still it will not go through for that card to work. And it still said decline. My question to you, I mean, that information is there still. Like, it's locked. My card is right there. They can see my name and everything, my address and my card. I mean, is it already erased? Or?
Well, we can't see the full card number, only the last four. But if you want to continue this, if you want to do this, then you don't have to re-enter it. If your account released the charge, once they run it again, then it'll go through. You don't have to re-put it in.
No, because it's declined. I can give you the last four of my card number. If it's still there, so you can erase it.
So do you want the product?
No, because it says that that my card is declined. Like, it's not going through, you know?
It didn't process the first time you placed it in because your bank had a hold on it. So they didn't allow it to go through. It says issue or decline, meaning your bank didn't allow it to go through because they needed verification from you stating that you were the one making this purchase. Now, if you called them and released the charge or stated that, you know, you are the one and this charge is okay, then once it is ran, then it'll go through. Once it's ran again, then it'll go through. But
I didn't want it because the thing is, I want for my card not to show, you know. That's my worry right now, that it's showing the card, my address and everything, and I don't know if it's stuck there. And then I don't know if it erases. And
So you're saying that you don't want the product at all?
No.
Okay, well, because it's a client, there's nothing, like, your account is completely canceled now. We can't access your account unless you give us the information that we need to access it. But because there won't be a product here, we won't need Drew to access anything.
Can you not tell if it's my information is there?
The only way that I'm able to see your address is because you gave me your zip code and you verified the address for me and you giving me your first and last name.
Yeah, but you only know that information?
Sir?
You only know that information? It didn't stay like on Facebook?
You said, do I have that information on Facebook?
Yeah, because you see, I will go through Facebook, but my worry is that my card is there, my name and address and everything. And if they go through it, they can see that.
All right, so you're asking if it's on Facebook?
Yeah, because you see, the product interests me, and I was going through it, and all of a sudden I went through Facebook, but all my information stayed there. You know, and my worry is if they go through it, they'll see my number and everything and address and my card.
Yeah,
and my question to you, did it erase? I mean,
They won't be able to see it on Facebook.
Oh, no. Okay, because I was going through it, you know, and usually I was going through Facebook, and I don't have an open account, but I went through my son's, and all of a sudden I saw the product and I kind of liked it. I wanted just to try a free one for $670, but all of a sudden the card declined. But if I go back, it's showing everything every time there, my address and the card and the zip code and everything, you know. But my question to you, I mean, does it erase?
Does it
Or is it
erase from
still stuck
Facebook?
there? Yeah. Or is it still stuck there where somebody can go through there, they can see my information, my number?
No, they shouldn't be able to do that on Facebook.
Okay, because I was kind of surprised, you know, all of a sudden I saw the product and I order it. But if you go back through it every time, I mean, my name pops out and everything, my card number, my zip code, my address, it's right there where, you know, and
Okay, or
that
you can just
Facebook.
go back in, or just go back in and make sure that you can delete the autofill on Facebook, or
Okay.
ask your son if he can get it to where he can delete the autofill, and if
Well,
he
all
can
of a
show
sudden I
you.
went through it again and it's not there. I think he might have deleted.
Okay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call on that. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful night.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.